Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you very much for tuning in. It's 2007. Happy New Year, Tim.
Happy New Year.
Thanks a lot for all the work you've done this year. I appreciate everything you've done and helping out the show and being the awesome, what the hell was that?
I don't know.
All of a sudden I'm like choked up. Being just an awesome co-host and producer, man, I couldn't have done it this far without you. I appreciate all the help you've done.
Uh-huh.
Got some cool news. We are just about sold out on the Queen Mary. I think we've got all but 2 tickets left. So if you are interested in attending, you're out in the California area, probably a little too late for anybody anywhere else in the country to sign up and get airfare. But if you're in the California area, we have a couple tickets left to attend the Queen Mary trip that we're doing next weekend, which is going to be phenomenal. We've got Donna, Lisa, Jay, and Grant from Ghost Hunters. We've got Patrick Burns from Haunting Evidence. We've got Chris Fleming from Dead Famous, Peter James from the TV show Sightings. Got a ton of great speakers and guests like Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Jay Allen, Danilek, Adam Bly. You're not going to want to miss it. Come on out. Spend the weekend with us. Actually, it's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday event. We'll all be going back on Wednesday. Going to have a great time. There's also a charity auction that we're doing on Monday the 15th, and for those of you that will be in attendance, we've got some great items. I've got a Batman prize pack that's got an autographed picture of Adam West and Burt Ward. I've also got a autographed postcard from Yvonne Craig, who played Batgirl, and we've got an autographed ticket from Frank Gorshin. Actually, Timmy and I got that when we went to see Frank Gorshin live a few years back, so I've got that for part of it. We've got an autographed Silence of the Lambs script autographed by Anthony Hopkins. I've got the leather-bound edition book of the Zombies at 8 Pittsburgh, which recounts the making of the movie Night of the Living Dead, and it was a very limited run, and it's autographed by George A. Romero, the writer and director and horror master legend. We've got Joe Montana autograph. We've got just a plethora of really cool stuff. Plus, you get to one of the things that we're going to be auctioning off is a private ghost hunt with Jason and Grant aboard the Queen Mary for a couple hours into a couple areas we will not be going normally. So if you're interested, save up your pennies. Make sure that you can come out there. And for people interested in helping out in the auction or with the charity, please check out our charity that we're working with, charitychecks.us. And as I mentioned, Mr. Patrick Burns will be on the event. We want to make sure to plug Patrick's got an event coming up here, which is called Ghost Stock. And I believe this is Ghost Stock 3. Is that what he said, Tim? Ghost Stock 3?
I thought it was 4.
Well, it's definitely one of the Ghost Stocks he's got coming up. And that's going to be in the first weekend in February. So you want to check that out. You can go to ghoststock.com, GHOSTOCK.com. Or you can go directly to Patrick's website at ghosthounds.com. That's GHOSTHOUNDS.com. And Patrick went to a lot of trouble to put together a commercial for us, but because we were running a little late tonight, we weren't able to get it plugged into the show.
Little do you know.
Oh, what do I know?
I got it.
You got it? Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Good. Well, we'll plug it in anyway then. But thank you very much for tuning in. Now we're going to get to tonight's guest. We've got a fantastic gentleman on the line with us. His name is Todd Bates. And Todd, you might recognize, we had on earlier last year when they were promoting the Supernatural Summit in New York with Dwayne Cloud. And Todd is an EVP expert and analyst. And he's got his own radio show called Haunted Voices. I hope I got that right. My mind's blanking here on me. Is that right, Todd? Haunted Voices?
That's correct.
All right, fantastic. I thought we were on there, right? So hauntedvoices.com, there's a link for it on our website. Go check out the show. And we welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town, Mr. Todd Bates. Good evening, Todd.
Great to Great to be here. Thank you. How are you doing, Dave?
Doing fantastic. Thank you very much for coming back and spending a little time with us.
My
I know
pleasure.
You've got some cool stuff happening in your world, so I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that, see what's going on since the last time we talked. Now, you've got your radio show up and running. That's awesome.
Oh, my.
Tell us a little bit about it and what night it's on.
It's a lot. It's actually on 7 days a week. I usually broadcast what's called a late show. I do a late show. It normally starts around 10 p.m. Central. It's kind of a mix, kind of a wind down. I take music requests, a little bit of comedy in there. And then we have the guests throughout the week. They're all pre-scheduled on there. They range anywhere from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Usually Friday nights we have two-hour specials with them. A lot of great guests lined up, and it's just it's a dream of mine to get the whole network up and running.
Right, and you are working on a network now, so you're going to have a bunch of different shows you're going to be pooling together, correct?
Right, it's already up and running and going, and we have
awesome.
Several shows ranging from UFOs to EVP education, just all kinds of different.
Wasn't that a Hall & Oates song, EVP education? I could be wrong.
Anyway. Good idea.
Oh, no, that was adult education. That's what it was. All right.
Yeah, adult education.
Yeah.
So, we all need that.
Now, I know that you're doing something with the Sally House. Is that right?
No.
Okay. Never
actually,
mind. What was it? I apologize. Like I said, I can't pull up our computer right now. It's down. We're in the studio, and you'd sent me the email. I kind of glanced over today as I've been running around with the family. There was something about the Sally House that you
right.
gave me a link to or something that you're working with. So I'm sorry. I apologize for
not knowing that.
Go ahead and fill me in.
No, that's fine. That was last year. The Discovery Channel series, A Haunting.
Oh, that's right, right.
Yeah, we played a part in there. They flew me out for an interview, and it was aired in two different places with me on the 10-minute segment there at the end to kind of do a wrap-up. And we kind of had a goof when it aired here in the States, and my interview wasn't included.
Oh.
But they flashed the name at the end of the credits, go figure.
Well, there you go.
So it, we work with Dad.
Now, were you a part of the investigations that episode covered at the Sally House when they were filming the show Sightings there?
No, that was strictly Peter James. He basically was the main person involved with that. That's still one of his most mysterious and favorite hauntings.
Right, and actually we're going to be hanging out with Peter next weekend, so I'm excited to talk to him about that as well.
Will you be sure to tell him I said hi?
I will.
Great, great guy.
No doubt. Yeah, he's a fantastic guy, great personality, and just such a sweetheart to be joining us and doing the show. So that's, he's going to be out at the Queen Mary event. Hopefully we're going to be able to have you come out to one of the other events that we're working on. We are trying to put together one out in Chicago, and I know you're out there in Illinois, so hopefully we can get something out in Chicago this year. We're looking at maybe around June we're going to be going out there to do an investigation. I'm going to keep everything under wraps until we get a little closer, but if things come together the way we hope, we're going to have some really cool guest stars that are going to be a part of the event with us out there.
I think we can do that, no problem.
Awesome.
My pleasure.
Now, you're offering online educational courses, or over the phone, is it, educational courses on EVPs?
Yeah, basically what we do, right now the instructors are on vacation. We're kind of shutting them down until spring, April 1st. But yes, we do provide basic lessons are free of charge. We give a lot of topics on the basic lesson portion that a lot of people don't offer. We also have an advanced lesson that is it's a $25 donation. But if you can't afford the $25, well, we just do it anyway. And we train you on using Adobe Audition software to clean and enhance your EVP recordings. And we teach you how to upload them, patch cables, everything's in there. And then, of course, we have the EVP certification where I made up a 124-question certification exam. It's not the easiest exam in the world, but then again, this isn't the easiest field to to study. So it's a great thing to offer the community, I think, and a lot of them have learned just a tremendous amount from it, and it's...
Well, don't let me throw you under the bus here, but can you throw me a couple of the questions? Tim and I will see if we can answer a couple of them if you know them offhand.
A couple of EVP questions?
Yeah, a couple that you'd have on the test for certification. I'm just curious, after a year of doing the show and being out at events and hearing talks on EVPs, I'm curious of just how much I don't know.
Okay, what is a Nyquist, what is a Nyquist frequency?
That's that buzz that you get in your head after you take a shot of NyQuil. Am I right on that?
Oh,
the sniffling, sneezing, how the hell did I wake up on the kitchen floor medicine? Is that it?
Similar, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very, very, very similar. That's the advanced portion. It deals with a lot of that. A lot of EVP history. Most of it's common knowledge out in the field that any EVP specialist should know. And before you use the word expert, there's three words that I don't particularly use. One is expert, and I don't use the word you, and I don't use the word I. This is a we effort. This is our community, your community, everyone's community. I just built the thing, and it's managed by a lot of great people. And without them, it would be nothing. It would be a blank page. It wouldn't have anything. So it's, I specialize in the field of electronic voice phenomena because there's so many different aspects in the paranormal research field that I just chose one that mm-hmm. I enjoyed, that I studied at, I researched, and that's all I can stick with. If you show me a photo, I'll put it up to my ear. You know, I mean, that's how bad it is. I don't do spirit photography. I don't do video, anything like that. I just mainly, I'm an audio person. I just deal with that, and I've worked with the filters. I beta test for Adobe, and I work with the filters and give them suggestions to put in the newer software and in the new 2.0. They've added one of my suggestions, which is fantastic. At one of the workspaces I wrote up for them, they've actually implemented that in the new program. It's called the Mastering and Analysis Workspace, and it works great. That way you can tell the Hertz level of the EVP. You can tell whether it's human error, false positive. There's just a lot of things you learn, especially in the advanced course, that you can actually see an EVP without even hearing it. When you get enough practice, you don't learn this overnight.
Sure.
Basically, we just kind of give you the foundation, and you go from there. There's no right or wrong.
So you can see an EVP when you're looking at like Adobe Audition. You can see the what's the word I'm looking for here? The little key on there, or the little heartbeat movements on there? Is that how you know that you've picked up an EVP then?
Right. You use what's called a spectral view.
Okay,
and
spectral
by looking
right.
at that, most of your EVP is going to fall below the human hearing level. And you can actually see it. It looks like a tiny brush stroke. I've done thousands of them, and they all look like tiny brush strokes, to where a human vocal is going to be more vertical and sporadic. It's going to have little spaces in it. And you can normally tell that, and if you're looking, I mean, you can sit there and just stare at the screen, and you see this little brush stroke come along. Well, you can stop it, you can highlight it, and you can run it through your little frequency analysis, and it gives you an estimate of how that EVP may have been captured. What Hertz level? Was it above human hearing? Was it below?
Okay.
Is it human error? Is it a sneeze? All kinds of things like that. It really helps out.
All right. Well, now don't keep us hanging. What's the NyQuil frequency?
The NyQuil frequency is basically when you go to upload your recording, most upload around 11,000 samples per second. The more samples per second that your recorder is capable of handling, the better sound quality you get, the more clear your file is going to be. And your default digital recorder and analog recorder, the default is around 11,000 or 22,000 samples per second. So we raise ours to around 44,000 to 48,000 samples per second using that software. And the actual NyQuil frequency is, let's say you have 48,000 samples per second. You divide that by 2, so that gives you 24,000.
Okay.
So that raises your hertz level to where you can actually see at 24,000 hertz.
Are most recorders built that they can actually pick up outside of our hearing? Why would they make it that sensitive?
Some can. Your newer digital ones, mm-hmm. What they're doing is... be honest, they're ruining them. A lot of people are going to mini disc recorders. Your newer digital recorders, what they do is they actually correct what we're trying to capture. They see a possible EVP as an error, so they will just simply override it, especially your mini disc recorders will do that. Me, I'm old school. I've been taught by Sarah Estep, a lot of people like that. And I'm old school, and I go by her ways, analog. I will definitely prefer analog over digital any day. I use digital. I experiment with it. But I prefer micro cassette, standard cassette, reel-to-reel, things like that, because there's something about them. It's either a magnetic quality or something like that that attracts.
Could it be maybe more of the pop and hiss, because then you're using that as like a white noise form for the voice to cling to?
Right. That's another thing I'd like to touch on. Is there's a big misconception with, there's a lot of people out there degrading white noise, mm-hmm. Different noises, things of that nature. And we've experimented with several different types of noises, white, pink. We've even created our own. And we found that any...
Pink noise? Is that like air supply being played in the background?
We're all out of love.
Let me write
what
that.
What am I without? Oh, my God. Play it back. Turn this crap off. Is that what you hear on pink noise?
Right. When you reverse air supply, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Excellent.
Pink noise is basically... half of the frequency that's contained in white noise. White noise contains every audible frequency. Okay, millions are in there. The reason why you hear the constant hiss is because your brain cannot process each sound that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you hear the constant hiss. Pink noise is just half of white noise. But what that does, what we found, is we don't play this during our recording sessions. What we do is we play it prior, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes prior. And you'll find the best way to do it is to definitely try it yourself. Don't knock it till you try it. A lot of people knock it before they try it.
Mm-hmm.
You simply play it, 20 to 30 minutes prior before the investigation. Leave it in there, play it, leave the area. Now, when you walk back in, it's going to be walking, you're going to walk into a wall. You're going to feel the tension. You're going to feel, the vibration in the air, because what you're doing is emitting all these frequencies for them to perhaps pick up on and use to create a stronger vocal print on the recorder. So we found that it works quite well. Music as well. We've old theaters we've done. We play big band music, 20s and 30s music. They love it. They just after that they're just talking away. Our evidence has improved.
Let me ask you this, if I can. I've got my co-host Tim here is my producer, and he's kind of an audio genius that I work with here a lot, too, and he knows a lot about the different things. But I want to ask both of you this, I apologize if I've mentioned this theory on the air before. Please bear with me, ladies and gentlemen, and Tim, if I have mentioned it. But one thing I know a lot of people like to use is a fan. Now, I grew up with a fan in my room. I still sleep. I can't sleep without the sound of a fan or that white noise. What I noticed, and what a lot of us noticed in the town that I grew up in, was that a lot of times it sounded like there was a party going on, or we were picking up voices and clinking glasses and things that were going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out on this. What I've wondered about is, could the fan be working like an eardrum? We know that our radio show is being put out there and transmitted over the airwaves, right? So these transmissions continue to travel. Is that correct, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They can continue to travel. What if hitting the back of your fan is like the way the hammer hits the drum in your ear so that you can hear the vibrations which make sound? Because the one thing that I realized only recently is the fact that so many people in my neighborhood, so many of us would hear these parties and noises, in the middle of the night, and so many of us were white fan, white noise people,
mm-hmm.
that... I grew up in Medina, Illinois, which is right across the street from the Medina Golf Course, which is huge. They have all the PGA, a lot of PGA tournaments and everything there. There's always parties and weddings going on there. Could the party and things that are going on, the sound waves and music and the talk and everything that's going out there, could that be traveling, hitting the back of my fan like an eardrum, and then the white noise is actually the speaker pushing the sound forward. Does that make sense to...
Yes, it does.
...to either one of you? Tim, do you see that as a possibility, too, or...?
I tend to be more skeptical about that, but I'll let Todd take a shot at it first.
Well, okay, let's take for an... we've all done this as a kid. You stand behind a fan, and you talk.
Right.
And what does it do to your voice?
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, you get all that good fun stuff.
Right.
It kind of acts as a mini amplifier. It can do that. Now, the noise actually coming out of the fan is not pure white noise. A lot of people think it is. A lot of people think the noise coming from a television set is pure white noise, and a radio is pure white noise. They get the misconception of it. For pure white noise, you have to have every single frequency. It's the cleanest noise. It's the highest. It's the most powerful. Your fan would produce more of what is called a pink noise, which is a lighter, more calmer. Now, if you had pure white noise, so if I sent you my pure white noise disc, mm-hmm. and you listen to it to go to sleep, you toss, turn, you wouldn't be able to sleep. It'd drive you insane.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able to relax. That's why when they, the stores, they sell these white noise machines. That's more of a pink and brown noise, something lower, because it's not gonna relax you. White noise is gonna completely irritate you.
I get complaints at home all the time for making my own brown noise. So, and it's amazing how many people flip and flop and can't sleep after I do that.
Yes, I'm still in search of the brown note.
Oh, you don't want to find it. So you're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest this evening is Todd Bates, and he is the host of Haunted Voices Radio, and he's an EVP expert, whether he likes it or not. I'm going to use that terminology. We'll be back with more, Todd, right after this.
I am Greenblock 6. And when I am in your galaxy, I listen to Dave and Tim on The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
You have an interest in the unknown. You want to know more about the paranormal? Come and join us in Para Investigators, the 24/7 online paranormal chat. Visit us today at InfinityParanormal.com and tell us what's been keeping you up in the dark.
Hi, this is Patrick Burns, founder and director of Ghost Hounds Paranormal Investigators Network and co-star of Court TV series Haunting Evidence. I'd like to invite you to join us this February 1st through the 4th at Savannah, Georgia's Hilton DeSoto Hotel for Ghost Stock 4, our spirited weekend of spirits. We've planned 4 days packed full of activities, including panel discussions on various paranormal topics, historical tours of Savannah, and exclusive after-hours private investigations to Savannah's haunted landmarks, where we've captured some amazing activity in the past. Please join us and find out for yourself why the American Institute of Parapsychology calls Savannah the most haunted city in America. Event tickets are just $49.95 for individuals and $89.95 for couples. Please visit us at ghoststock.com, GHOSTOCK.com, to pre-register for what promises to be another amazing weekend. Hope to see you in Savannah for Ghost Stock 4.
Try not to fall asleep. We'll only give you nightmares. Welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
And welcome back to the show. Our guest this evening is Mr. Todd Bates. He's a host of Haunted Voices Radio. And Todd is talking to us about EVPs tonight. I want to get back into a little bit more what we were just discussing before we took the break. I'd asked you about, could a fan be more along the lines of like a speaker or like an enhanced version of our eardrum picking up sounds? Do you think that maybe that's why so many people in my neighborhood heard what sounded to be parties and things going on at strange hours? Do you think that would probably, if you knew that about so many of our houses and then realized that we were right across the street from this big ballroom and deal, would you discount most of the things that you pick up then from that? Unless it directly answered your question.
There, There's a lot to do with that. You can do, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of the word matrixing. When you look at photos,
right,
television, you can do the same thing with sound. If you sit there and loop a sound, a particular, especially an EVP, over and over and over again, you're going to hear the Getty's address. You're going to hear what you know, whatever you want to hear. By using a fan like that and that constant sound, you may begin to hear things like that on your own, just by matrixing. But it also could, there's that possibility where it could be coming through and it could be amplifying it, just like a microphone does.
Yeah, no, it wasn't, it was not, you know, a matrix noise. I mean, because it was so clearly distinct, it was like a party going on in another room, but just far enough and quiet enough that you couldn't discern what was being said, but you could hear the, and you'd hear the music and the clink, 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 and things jingling and jangling like that during the entire deal. And so many of us in our block thought we had haunted homes because of that. And I'm just curious now as an adult, because again, as I'm growing up, I'm looking at things that freaked me out as a child, and I'm finding what might be more what actually, you know, made these things occur.
Right, it could be natural. Yeah, definitely. I mean, something like that, I think, could amplify a sound, yes. Just as, you know, if you're in a, oh, let's say, for example, an old building with a limestone foundation, and you're down there trying to capture some residual EVP, you can't hear that noise, okay? You can't hear it with the naked ear. It's below 20 hertz. You can't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it hits the microphone amplifies it, boom, it's imprinted. That is kind of being used as an amplifier. There's actually a device that we have that kind of does the same thing, similar to what a fan could do, for example, to where it captures sound below human hearing. That's what it's built for. And it's a homemade, it's got, the subwoofer and everything for the amplification. It's got a condenser mic on it, everything like that, to cancel out the human vocals like you and I are talking right now, and it mm-hmm. picks up more of the low-end, below-hearing-level voices. Now, a fan, you know, with the paddles, that creates vibration. With the wind, you know, I mean, it's blowing it your way, and it coming in through the back, sure, it could amplify it, but it's not going to be as intense. It's kind of hard to explain. I would record it. Just record it.
Well, that's when we were growing up. You know, I mean, my parents still live there. I'd have to go down in the basement, I guess, and sleep with the fan going and see if I could pick it up again.
Well, I'm going to have to do some experiments with that myself.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about one of these big theater box fans. You know, someone's going to blow you across the
room. No. It was just one of the junky Target or Kmart, you know, $10 fans that we used to use. So, yeah, all right. Well, I was just curious, if what your thoughts were on doing something like that, if there was more to it being something picked up. But I guess, you know, again, when you're doing EVP work, in order for you to believe it to be an actual EVP, does it have to say something related to what you're talking about, creepy, or does it, you know, have to respond to your, what's your name? Bob. I mean, is that what you're looking for? If you say, what's your name, where do you live, how old are you, and you just hear, help me, do you consider that an EVP, or do you just think it might be from something else?
There's both. You have both vocal. Now, you know, the word EVP is extremely stereotyped.
Right.
It has the word voice in it. You also have noises, footsteps, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, residual activity. Now, interaction, which, you know, what is your name? Bob. That's interaction. Now, if you say, what is your name, and you get the words, help me, or please help me, that could be just all they could get out. Maybe that's all they can say. And then they use whatever they're using, whether it be a frequency or some kind of static energy, what have you. They're using that, and when it's gone, that's all they can say. They may have said a lot of things prior to that, but once they say that, it's gone. So all you get is, please help me, and you're sitting there, you know, with a dumbfounded look on your face, and you're thinking, okay, I asked him what his name was. He said, help me. You know, those mm-hmm. are common. Help me, get out. I'm going to kill you. Threatening things like that.
I don't want to hang out with you when you're getting EVPs, Todd. You're pissing people off in the other world. That's what I'm curious about, is why do you think so many of the things are so vile or mad that are recording? I mean, how often do you, as an EVP analyst, do you get something like, I love you, Todd, or Grandma's here, or something positive? How often do you get that as opposed to go to hell?
I'll have to say that I've captured more positive than negative, but it depends on the situation.
Okay.
When you go into a malevolent area, to where these people are having, you know, all kinds of different activity, it's definitely malevolent, and you go in there and you do some recordings, they obviously don't want to talk to you, and they obviously don't want you there. They're always one step ahead of you. They know why you're there, they know what you're going to do, and they think you're going to get rid of them. So what I do is my speech, you know, I tell them I'm not there to send them away.
Right.
I'm not there to hurt them. I mm-hmm. just want to talk with them. And then, you know, you get out or I'll kill you. And then you simply, you do that at your own risk.
Okay.
You say, well, look, I'm here to talk to this person. This person here wants to speak. If you could just be quiet for just a little while, we'll talk to them, and then we'll leave, and we'll respect your wishes, and we'll go. And normally that person is quiet, and you get the actual vocal from the other person. Now, you also pick up different kinds of interaction. You know, there's just all different kinds. I mean, I've picked up animals. My first EVP was actually a horse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what got me started. I heard it, and you know, on the tape, but I didn't hear it with the naked ear, and that's what got me so, I hate using this word, obsessed.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. When this is a strange deal, we do these paranormal events, and we went out to Warwick, Rhode Island, last June, and in one of the rooms, one of the people was collecting EVPs, and pretty clearly on the tape, you hear, help me. And it's kind of this gagging, gurgling, help me. Okay? Mm-hmm. However, when we plug the tape into, or plug the digital recorder into a computer and try to run it through Adobe Audition, it doesn't recognize. There's nothing there.
Right.
And it won't play it back when we load it into the computer. But when you play it straight off the recorder, we could hear it clear as day.
Yeah, that's has to do with the magnetics, more than likely. I've had a few of those where I've uploaded and not a thing. Crystal clear. So I have those tapes stored. Now, you know, when it comes to analog, mm-hmm. that is stuck. That is, you know, it's magnetically sealed onto the tape. And one thing Sarah did teach me was to take those out every 3 months and play them, or they will fade. You will lose it. You have to remagnetize it.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things I thought that was interesting, again, from my youth, when, you know, we used to all have that little black tape recorder. You know, the long, black, skinny tape recorder. And I used to, you know, you go to Kmart and you buy the 3-pack of tapes for $2.99 or whatever it was. And I'd plug my tape in and I'd record on one side and I'd go to play it back and I'd hear voices, you know, aside from what I was putting on there. When I was a kid, I just always assumed that they must have tested this tape before I bought it and that it wasn't totally erased when I got it. If that makes sense. Because, you know, on the old tapes, you record a couple times on that tape, and you'd be listening to your Bay City Roller Saturday Night song, and you'd still hear, you know, Disco Duck bleeding through from what you used to record. Man, I'm really outing myself, aren't I? So, but you know what I'm saying? That the old magnetic tape had a way of bleeding itself through. But I would notice that I'd crack a new one, and I used to read stories or make up my own stories, and silly stuff on tape, and then when I play it back and I'd be listening to it, I would hear other voices.
This is where you get into your different grades of analog tape. Okay, you have your low bias, normal bias, and high bias.
Mm-hmm.
I only use high bias tapes. Your low bias, your normal bias, most of those, believe it or not, are recycled. Okay, they'll take like some of Bon Jovi's old tapes and recycle it. A lot of your newer reel-to-reel, you know, the reels, they're about $30 a piece.
Okay.
And those are recycled magnetic tape. So
right.
Who's to say what you're getting on there? You could get anything. But with the high bias, that is top quality.
Right. I just used to buy like the 3-pack for $1.99 at Target or Kmart, so that's probably what it was.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that. Now, we use normal bias as well, and we also experiment with low bias, but I mainly use the high bias. That's near CD quality. It's kind of the best analog tape you can use, you know, as far as standard cassette. And for the micro cassettes, I use the 30-minute tapes. not the you know, the long 2 hour ones. They just record different. They record at a better quality. Now, as far as digitals, I have my favorites. I've tried a lot of them. And
what do you recommend as the best digital recorder out there to use for
RCA?
RCA.
Now, you know, I have some of the older models. But
well, I know Lou Gentile, who does a lot of EVP work, swears by the Panasonic DDR-60.
Yeah, the DDR-60.
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I sold mine on eBay.
Yeah, for about $1 million, right? People love that thing. They're selling for like $400 to $500 every time I check it on there.
Yeah.
For a used one.
Unless you forget to uncheck the buy now button. Mine went for $25. But I did not like it.
Really? Why not?
It when it did capture anything, it was very, very robotic. And what they do when they use them, you know, AEVP uses it, Lou uses it, but they use voice activation.
Right.
Okay. I don't use voice activation. I don't recommend it because that takes at least anywhere above 600 hertz to where most of your spirits cannot, you know, get that high. They cannot hit that high enough to trigger the voice activation. So you're missing more EVP than what you're capturing, in my opinion. And I've tried several experiments with it, and the ones I've captured, they sound like, you know, they're extremely robotic, really stretched out. Those are your older recorders where you were contained a lot of digital static, a lot of pops, a lot of clicks. It's you just get a lot of false positives on it. Now, there's a lot of people out there that do get great results with it, but what they have to do is run that through software and do some heavy cleaning on it. Now
don't you find so much through the cleaning, you know, we're good friends with Chris Fleming here from the TV show Dead Famous, and I love the guy to death, but he, in my opinion, sometimes he scrubs those EVPs so much, cleaning them up, that they sound really
tinny
and, you know, and you can't make out what it's said. He may have heard what it said when it was clearer.
Right.
But I think he scrubs off the edges of the words, which makes it unintelligible sometimes.
That is one of the biggest mistakes you can make.
Okay.
If you can,
and no offense,
it.
Chris, love you to death. You do great EVP work on most of the stuff, but a lot of the, you know, he's one of the main guys I know that plays EVPs that really seem to be highly scrubbed because they all have that metallic, robotic chirping to it. Ooh, are you there? Good grief, we seem to have lost him, Tim.
No.
There?
There we go.
Okay.
Wow, I was getting a little nervous. Are the ghosts trying to intercede on your phone line now?
No, it's okay. We're having some phone trouble here. He's coming tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
but anyway, yeah, by getting the tinny sound and the robotic sound, what they're doing is using too much of a hiss reduction. A lot of researchers feel if they remove all the hiss from the EVP, it's going to sound great.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. They actually need that. They're embedded in the background, so they need that to actually speak to it, to be able to project their voice better. And if you can hear it on your digital recorder, if you can hear it on your analog recorder, and it doesn't need any software intervention, don't use it.
Right.
Use the software as a tool, not a crutch. Too many use it as a crutch.
Now, do you, when you do your EVPs, do you sit down and listen to it a few times and then have another ear listen to it and see what they hear? And how often do you find that you both come up with a message that's totally different?
Quite often. I use my wife side by side. When we're going through our evidence.
Well, that's not fair to use because husbands and wives never hear the same thing anyway.
We always disagree.
Right.
But there's what we do before we actually make that EVP a Class A, we at least have to have three people agree on what it says without any kind of suggestion whatsoever.
Okay.
Before we make it a Class A. Now, what she'll do is listen to it straight from the recorder, and then I'll listen to it straight from the recorder, and then we'll upload it and listen to it through headphones. Because, you know, once you upload it, it's not analog anymore. It is digital.
Right.
And a lot of people say that, I'll never do that. I'll always keep it analog. I don't do that. Okay, then why is it on your website?
Right.
Okay, it turns it into digital. But that, you know, you get the different sound samples and everything, which actually improves the sound to where you can hear it better. But it's best to listen to it in its raw format. If it's clear on the analog tape or the digital recorder, leave it. Just upload it, and that's it. Don't do any kind of reductions. Don't do any kind of cleaning to it. If, you know, that's a Class A. If you can hear it, you know, just like you and I talk, and some of them are crystal clear, leave it. Upload it, save it, leave it. If it's a B and you can't really make it out and it needs a little bit of intervention, then use your software to help it out. But don't reduce the hiss too much. Don't reduce the noise too much. Don't apply too much filters. Don't say, oh, this one looks cool. It's got a graph on it. I'll try it.
Right.
What that does is completely ruin it. You have to do things in proper steps. And I've got a free manual up there, you know, at hauntedvoices.com where anybody can download, and it has it step by step by step, all the entire cleaning process for Adobe Audition, and it's just step by step on what to do, what to click, where to go, you know, and all that. And that is to help.
Okay.
It's a tool.
Well, with that said, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back. You're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show with our guest, Todd Bates, the host of Haunted Voices Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
The New York Times has raved about the show. The Star Tribune says it's paranormally funny. And the Biscayne Bugle said, how could they put this crap on the air and live with themselves?
I am so sorry for everything that has happened. Because in spite of what Mike says now, it is my fault. Because it was my project. Everything had to be my way. And this is where we've ended up.
Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
2006 is here, and for many of you, another year has passed without treating you and your loved ones to a much-needed getaway. Rocky Shores Resort has just what you're looking for. Join owners Jerry and Kim Pipp at their family-themed resort that offers a heated outdoor swimming pool, volleyball court, playground, spacious lodge with games and activities for the whole family and more. With 6, 2, and 3-bedroom cabins that are affordable, comfortable, and fully furnished, and 12 seasonal RV sites, Rocky Shores Resorts is perfect for a private escape or for a family reunion. The resorts are located on the east shores of Bowstring Lake in the heart of the Chippewa National Forest. Here you can relax and enjoy nature in the Great North Woods, experience dozens of area attractions, and get hooked on some of the best northern perch, panfish, bass, and walleye fishing in northern Minnesota. Call 1-866-878-0101 to book reservations or check out their website at rockyshoresresort.com for more information. This year, don't ignore the call of the wild. Embrace it and enjoy yourselves. That number again is 1-866-878-0101. Rocky Shores Resort is open year-round. Call today.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730. Or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. Or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, this is Russ Clark. If you're a regular listener of Darkness Radio, by now you have certainly heard my radio commercial regarding my hypnosis products. Well, I'm here today to tell you that these products work. These products have worked for many, many people, including some listeners of Darkness Radio. I stand behind my product 100%. If you give it a try and you find it doesn't work for you, you can always return it to me for 100% of your money back. Plus, I'll pay to ship it back to me. That's how convinced I am this will work for you. In addition to that, you can contact me via email anytime with any questions that you may have. I promise this will work for you. So if you want to quit smoking, lose weight, become less stressed, manage some pain, or beat some insomnia, definitely check out my website at www.powerhypnosis.net or call 866-570-3544 and ask for me personally.
Interest in the unknown. Want to know more about the paranormal?
Come and join us in Para Investigators, the 24/7 online paranormal chat. Visit us today at InfinityParanormal.com and tell us what's been keeping you up in the dark.
Are you tired of reading about what couple in Hollywood is breaking up or divorcing? Have you ever wondered where you can find the news that covers the subjects that you are really interested in? I would like to invite you to visit SupernaturalNews.com. Supernatural News uses the latest internet technology to search for the topics we know you will be interested in reading. News of the latest Bigfoot, UFO, or Loch Ness Monster sightings. Read about the latest conspiracy theories and urban legends. Supernatural News, where belief and reality merge.
Hi, this is Patrick Burns, founder and director of Ghost Hounds Paranormal Investigators Network and co-star of Court TV's series, Haunting Evidence. I'd like to invite you to join us this February 1st through the 4th at Savannah, Georgia's Hilton DeSoto Hotel for Ghost Stock 4, our spirited weekend of spirits. We've planned 4 days packed full of activities, including panel discussions on various paranormal topics, historical tours of Savannah, and exclusive after-hours private investigations to Savannah's haunted landmarks, where we've captured some amazing activity in the past. Please join us and find out for yourself why the American Institute of Parapsychology calls Savannah the most haunted city in America. Event tickets are just $49.95 for individuals and $89.95 for couples. Please visit us at ghoststock.com, GHOSTOCK.com, to pre-register for what promises to be another amazing weekend. Hope to see you in Savannah for Ghost Stock 4.
The smell of voodoo hangs in the air. Either that or Dave and Tim had the 7-bean salad for dinner.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
Welcome back to the darkness, or whatever is hanging in the air, on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the show. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show with our guest Todd Bates. And Todd is a host of Haunted Voices Radio. You can hear it every night. Go check out his website at hauntedvoices.com and also hauntedvoicesradio.com. Correct, Todd?
That's correct.
Okay. We do have a question from a listener here, and it's not really EVP related, but it sounds like they may need an answer. Is it normal for someone who had been frightened or had a frightening experience as a child to feel drawn to the house where it happened later in life? Say they were scared by an entity when a child, it being a negative experience, and the person now finds themselves drawn to the same house some 30 years later. Do you find with the investigations that you do, is that, do a lot of people call you in to investigate? Well, I mean, I mentioned my house growing up. You know, I'd really be interested in actually going back into the house I grew up in and try to do some testing, because I always believed it to be haunted when I was a kid. I think that's pretty normal, especially as a child. You kind of want to look at it through the eyes of an adult now and see if you can dispel what occurred with you. I mean, is that what you find with people that are seeking help?
Yeah, I definitely. I think that is definitely normal. It's curiosity, it's closure.
Right.
You know, they just want to know, and you know, it's the unknown is what keeps them away. And it's just the curiosity that brings them there. And usually those that have those experiences as children wind up investigators and researchers and pick up the torch after we're gone. That's normally how it happens. That's normally how it builds, is they have an experience as a child or an adolescent, and, you know, old enough to where they're old enough to remember. And then, you know, that's what happens as they go back to that area.
Thank you for that question, Sunrunner. Now we'll come back to Todd talking a little bit more about EVP work. And unfortunately, Todd, because our computers are down, I can't access our couple of EVPs that you sent out to us.
Not a problem.
But let's talk about the work that you've been doing with EVPs. I mean, is this something that you recommend? You know, I mean, so many people, you know, in the now claim that you shouldn't mess around with things like EVP or Ouija boards because things can become attached to you, because you're inviting it to communicate with you. Have you had anything happen since you've been doing so much of this work that's stuck with you?
Sure. There have been a few things follow us home, but there's a big controversy right now going on about the similarity between the Ouija board and, you know, electronic voice phenomena. Mm-hmm. They are not the same. You're actually using a recording medium. You're having them speak into the recording device. You're not actually using yourself to channel the spirit.
Right.
They're actually just speaking into it, or imprinting themselves onto it. They're not necessarily using you to do so. So it's that's one of the biggest problems going on right now is the mixture between the two. I don't recommend Ouija boards at all unless you're highly trained on how to use them, because you can't open portals that you are not able to close. I personally did a case. I didn't bring the team in. I did this myself with that family, where they used a Ouija board over 40 years ago. 40 years.
Wow.
And it has haunted their house repeatedly. Every night, 3 a.m., this woman would have been woken up and attacked every night at 3 a.m. And that was because she dabbled with a little bit of, you know, Ouija way back when, and it was a door that was open that was never shut. Now, as far as recording, I don't recommend you record in your own home. A lot of people do. That's up to them if their house is haunted. And
you know what, Todd? My wife told me when I started messing with the paranormal, getting back into it and really kind of research this, she said, you know, when we'd watch episodes of Ghost Hunters, she would look at me and she goes, "You don't ever, ever do that in my house, because you know if you get anything, we are moving out. So unless you're ready to buy me a new house, do not do that in my house." So I think that's probably the best reason not to ever try to do that.
Well, I think what stopped us was that one EVP I sent you. It's entitled "Do You Believe?" Mm-hmm. My wife captured that in our daughter's bedroom. And yes, that definitely sealed the coffin in this house. We no longer do it. This is, you have to have your own space. When you're done, you're done. You have to leave it where it's at. This is your space. It's not that you're, you know, biased or prejudiced against them. It's just that this is your area. You know, you don't want them here necessarily. Yeah, it's just, but they do come, and they will. We've been to so many places that they will follow you home. They'll stay for a couple weeks. They'll knock on the wall. They'll moan. They'll do this, and then they'll leave. Just give it time. You know, ask them verbally. You know, don't stand there. Don't think you're an idiot, you know, for talking in thin air. We do it, and they leave. Just tell them that you're frightening me. Please leave. We don't want you here, and they'll go. It's, you know, 8 times out of 10 they'll leave. Other times,
I try that with my mother-in-law all the time. "You're frightening me. Please go," and she won't.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all.
What is the, you know, with doing the spirit deal like that, how often do you come across, maybe you're at a totally different location, you do an EVP, and you get the same voice you got at another home? Do you think that maybe then the spirit is not so much haunting the location, but haunting you or one of the investigators you're working with?
Yes. Yeah. I call those lurkers. They're attached to you personally. They kind of not necessarily have a crush, but they see you as an open target, so they kind of follow you around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened to me several times, where I'll get this voice and it's, "Wait a second," and you know it's that same person. It just depends on where you're going. And if they, you know, what they, in my opinion, you know, this is all my opinion, what they have a tendency to latch on to are happy people, happy families.
Mm-hmm.
They may be miserable. They may be stuck here. They may be afraid to cross over because of judgment and so forth. So they look for a happy place to go. And if they see a nice family of four, each dinner at the table, and all the stuff they used to do, well, they want to hang around. They want to be there. So they're going to kind of stick with you and just kind of go around. It's incredible, and it's hard to explain because sure. You have to see it.
You know, I've got a really cool question that just came through here I'd like to throw at you. It's from, and I'm sure I'll butcher the online name, but it looks like Aurorum Day wants to know, is there a way to change your voice to an EVP frequency to get better EVPs? Like maybe they can hear it at a better, you know, at an EVP-style frequency.
We have tried many different things as far as recording our voice. We tried reversing it. We've tried recording the questions and then playing them instead of saying them with our vocals, because we have found that they do use your vocal cords to communicate. If you're sitting there talking, they will talk over you and it'll sound like you. And you'll go, "I didn't say that."
Okay.
But they use the frequency coming from your vocal cords. But yes, they can do that.
No, don't say that too loud, because that'll give my wife even more reason. She'll I didn't say that. It must have been using a ghost manipulating my voice. Oh, honey, I bought the new outfit for $200 you told me to buy. I didn't tell you that. Well, the ghost must manipulate your voice. I'm sorry about that. Hey, do you watch the show Ghost Hunters?
Not often.
Did you happen to see the Halloween episode when they went to the Stanley Live?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, one of the people had asked if you had any thoughts on the EVP they collected. Now, I'm just curious myself. How often are you there doing your investigation and you ask a question and you hear the answer audibly?
Audibly?
Mm-hmm.
It's rare, but it has happened, yes.
Okay. Now, have you heard it audibly? Have you said, who's there, and you hear, it's Bob, and when you play back the recording, there's nothing there?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, we have usually the ones that we hear audibly with the naked ear, they don't capture on the recorder.
Really?
Now, that's odd. Yes, that's very, very odd.
Well, and then do you think maybe it's just you that they're speaking to? That's why you heard them?
Yeah, I think it has.
Or has more people in the room heard it when you do that?
Yes, there's been, it's definitely been collective to where more than one have heard it,
mm-hmm.
and the recorder didn't capture it at all. I don't know if maybe they weren't speaking, they were speaking loud enough for us to hear it audibly, but maybe the microphone wasn't sensitive enough for them to, actually for it to pick it up.
Sure.
Or maybe that also could prove that they maybe imprint their voice onto the device. That's where it gets confusing. We've heard heavy breathing, we've heard get out, we've heard all kinds of things with the naked ear.
I had that happen when I was a kid and I walked in on my parents, it was heavy breathing, and they yelled get out. What do you think that meant? Oh, good grief. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, Todd, we've run out of time. What I'd like to do, though, is, people like hearing from you. Why don't we do this in the future? Why don't we plan an entire episode of just an EVP class with you here? Would you be willing to do that? And then we can have people check in and tune in, and we'll do an entire EVP class. Hopefully the people in the chat room will give me some feedback if they'd like to do something like that. And Ghost Hunter, I just got your question. We're out of time for the show this evening, but I do thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with our next guest at the top of the hour. But if you're interested in getting more information from Todd, or you'd like to learn more about how to work with EVPs, he's got free information on his website, which is at hauntedvoices.com. And please check out Todd's radio show. We like to promote other shows here, give you another ear into the paranormal. You can check that out at hauntedvoicesradio.com. Is there anything else last minute you want to plug here before we head out, Todd?
That's going to be all. Thank you so much.
Hey, Todd, thank you very much for coming back and doing our show. It was a great time with you again, as always. And look forward to speaking to you in the future to do that online course here with us, okay?
Great. It sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. And thank everybody for tuning into the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Welcome to 2007. Thank you very much for spending the last year with us. We're going to be back after the top of the hour with our next guest. And our next guest is Tom Netzband, and he'll be back with us. He's the founder of the San Francisco Ghost Society. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anna Babe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabe sofas, the only fully machine-washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.